Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show.
All right. Some of you have forgiven Kanye already. Some not. Some of you have forgiven Starbucks already. Some not. But have you forgiven yourself? Forgiveness. Why do it? It's hard, though. But why do it? Well, studies have shown that if we apply the act of forgiving to our everyday life, it actually has a lot of health benefits. Actually, practicing forgiveness could put years on your life. How about that? How about that being a reason to practice forgiveness? Now, that doesn't mean condoning things. It doesn't mean accepting wrong in the world. It doesn't mean that people don't get to be punished or you don't get to atone for the wrongs you've done. But it does mean letting go of the negative energy, letting go of the judgment so you can move on. Now, I'm not just making this up about it's a good thing to do just because it's a good thing to do. I mean, it is a good thing to do, practice forgiveness, but it's also good for you. And it's good for your health across the board. Studies have shown that forgiveness is associated with health measures, including medications taken, sleep quality, and fatigue. The health benefits of forgiveness seem to come largely from its ability to reduce the negative effect of feeling tension, anger, depression, and fatigue. Making amends also helps you forgive yourself. Research has found that when you need forgiveness, making amends with the person you wronged can better help you forgive yourself. People who asked for forgiveness were found to be more likely to feel it was okay to forgive themselves. Making amends gives us permission to let go. Also, your heart loves it. Forgiveness has been shown to have effects on lowering blood pressure. A 2011 survey showed that certain patients who practiced genuine forgiveness had higher CD4 cell percentages, and those are considered positive for the immune system, just in case you didn't know what CD4 cells were. I didn't know what they were either, but I'm glad that Megan, shout out to my producer, put a note in there saying what that is. It's good stuff. Forgiveness is good thing. Now, with that said, though, how do you do it? Right? Like a lot of things, right? It sounds good. Earlier, we talked about negotiating. Oh, it's hard to do. That's natural. A lot of us don't do it. Cool. But then it's like, hey, there's some tips on like what you can do. And we shared some of those 10 tips that we got from a recent Forbes magazine article. And now we're going to talk about this idea of forgiveness. And cool, it has a lot of benefits. Forgiveness is good for you. Literally can help you live longer. But how do we do it? How do you go about it? Let me know. How do you practice forgiveness? I got a few ways that I have and or I've worked with other individuals or teams on how they do it. And I'll share those in a second. Just want to read a quick comment. Online, Daryl says, negotiations can only come if you are being recruited. If you came out the winner of a pool of 1,500 applicants, you are not in a position of strength. You have to get in established and do a good job where others want you. This is only applicable for an employment situation. I hear you, Daryl, but guess what? Even once you get into that situation, you do have, I would argue, some leverage. That shows how special you are. That you actually beat out all those other applicants and that they really want you. And that what's worked for you may not work for the other applicants. So you get to at least be in the habit of, the action of saying that you matter, that you are special, and that you want to see if there's a creative win-win. You're not trying to have them lose and you win. You still want them to have you and you be there. But hey, maybe the salary and total compensation arrangement doesn't work for you in the same way it worked for someone else. You get to have that discussion. And as we said, just because I do something doesn't mean that it guarantees a certain outcome, but having the practice and the mindset of working through what you want and finding what's best for everyone involved is a way of going from underdog to champ. And so I want people to be in the practice of figuring out what they want and what's best for all parties. Because oftentimes, everyone's first offer normally isn't even their best offer. And with the dialogue, we might find out something that works best for both parties that wasn't even on the table. So yeah, I hear you about the, if you're in a large pool, but if you made it out of that large pool, it means you're pretty special. And that's a cool thing. All right, some things I do to actually work on this thing called forgiveness. Now, I want to focus on things you can do literally by yourself. Because I don't know about you, but there's been situations where there's been, let's say, a bad romantic relationship, I would say. And maybe I no longer talk to the other person. They no longer talk to me. Maybe there's a loved one, a parent, or an aunt or uncle or a sibling that maybe they passed away, unfortunately. They're not even here. And you still got some stuff that you want to, or there's an opportunity for you to forgive them about. Or let's just say there's something you still haven't forgiven yourself about. So what I want to focus on are, these are a couple of things that I've done or I've worked with other folks when doing coaching with folks that you can do that it doesn't even involve you having to go reach out to the other person if there's another person involved. And obviously these things can work if it's only just something between you and yourself. One of them, write down all the things that you forgive yourself for. Literally, there's something about getting out a piece of paper and writing, I forgive myself for not finishing school. I forgive myself for smoking. I forgive myself. And this idea of like starting to like actually write it down, say it out loud to yourself, and actually declare that it's okay to move on and let go of it. There's something magical about it. Now, some people do take other steps, like write down all the things they forgive themselves for on a piece of paper, ball it all up, and then literally throw it at the wall, or throw it across the room, literally or metaphorically representing that it's been acknowledged, forgiven, and thrown out and let go. That's one. That one really has worked for me in the past. The fun part is like when I ball up the piece of paper and then I throw it across the room, like representing that I'm letting it go. Another one. And this one I've done related to romance. I'll never forget. My first like adult love was in my mid-20s. And I had a relationship with this woman off and on for like 6, 7, 8 years, like a long time. 20s into like my early 30s. And we no longer talk anymore. And recently, about a few years ago, I went to this workshop where the coaches said, you're going to write a love letter and you're going to address it to the person. And you're going to write all the things you've been wanting to say, write it from a place of love, a place from a personal responsibility, what you learn, what you're letting go of, sign it, put it in an envelope, address it, and then don't send it. And I did that, and it was magical. Like, I actually wrote the letter, and I was talking about how, hey, you know, when I met you, I was young. I didn't know what I wanted. I forgive myself for like not communicating more. But I've learned so much since that time. And, you know, a lot of things, like really taking responsibility for like the situation and not putting the blame on her, but like just saying, hey, this is how I was feeling. And this is what I felt about myself. And like, I've grown and matured now. And like, I'm so glad we've been able to move on and live our lives and like address it to them and write the letter. And then at the session, there was a box where you could like deposit the letter and metaphorically like send it to them. And again, it worked magic for me, something that had kind of been on my mind for years. And after I did that and wrote that letter, it was like, all good, gone, cool, chilling. So I recommend that as a practice, to write a letter to someone from a place of love, from a place of personal responsibility, things you've learned, address it to them, and then send it off, but don't actually send it to them. And it really releases things. I've seen that work. Then also, Given that we're about to do a quick thing about Mother's Day coming up, and sometimes we have stuff about our parents built up inside, and we blame them for a lot of things. Mad at them. One, they were doing the best they can, but we were mad at them. I know at times I was mad at my parents for a lot of things. But one of the things you can do, and I've seen this work, is get out a list and write a list of all the great qualities that you have that you got from your parents. Write them down, appreciate it, celebrate it. Like, oh, I got my resilience from my parents, or I got my great smile from my parents. Things you got from your parents. And then any of the qualities that still don't work that you have today as an adult, they're on you now. You're an adult. You get to take responsibility for them. You get to figure out how to better yourself. You get to get support through therapy, through coaching, things like that. But give the credit to your parents for all the good stuff that they did, because they were doing the best they can. And then anything else that's not working, you get to go work on it. And again, it was from a place of like forgiving them for doing the best they could. And then I get to own that I get to figure this out from here on out. And those are just a couple ways that I have seen myself and others practice forgiveness. So you can write down all the things you forgive yourself for, and then literally ball up the piece of paper and throw it across the room, metaphorically letting go. You can write a letter to a loved one, but actually not send it to them, but metaphorically actually send it off in the mail. And then also you can write down the list of qualities that you got from your parents that you love, and anything else that's not working, you can take responsibility for and get support to help those things. With that, I think we might have a caller on the line, and then we're going to end the show with quickly just some of our favorite TV moms. Going to the phone lines. Name where you're calling from.
Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hey, Barry.
When you mentioned about your relationship and you know writing a letter, a lot of times as males, you know, sometimes we do hold in our emotions about, you know, relating with women. And I think I found out one way to cleanse my soul, and I've been in several relationships like that, is to express how I feel about the woman to her. You know, let her. Sometimes it's good to let her know that I'm overwhelmed of something about her that just does something to me beyond words, and relate that to her in some artistic ways, some creative ways. And then as hindsight, you reflect on relationships like you're doing right now, 5, 10 years later on, you say, you know what? I gave it all I had, man. And it was a beautiful experience to have that feeling. This is what I'm keying in on. It's such a beautiful feeling to have that alive feeling for another person. And it can be extended also to the parents, because as we get older, you know, we might get into some kind of rivalries with our parents because of certain religions or this, that, and the other, the case. And so you might spend 5 years not talking, but at the same time doing this Mother's Day scenario, sometimes it's not so much about me. It's about her. And it's about, like you said, letting go some of these here anxiety feelings of, you know, it might be this way, it might be these question marks. Let it go. And be the bigger person about it, because it will pay off up the road. It is hard charging it may sound. It may feel like I'm holding this emotional bag. Why do I got to be an adult about this? In the long run, brother man, it really pays off in the long run.
So a couple things, Barry. You mentioned expressing ourselves, and I think while this show is for everybody, men and women, I think, as you a man and me a man, it is true that sometimes we keep things to ourselves. And I think you make a good point about, like, really just being vulnerable and being open and letting the woman know. And to your point, it could be a parent know, or letting someone know how you really feel. What do you think that does for the other person when you are in that situation? You, like, just lay it out on the line there. And you're like actually being expressive.
Well, it depends. It can be a range of things, or it can be very appreciating, like, wow, you gave me my flowers before I'm gone. What it does is it's really about freeing the energy.
Yep.
Because the energy doesn't come from us. The energy comes through us. So you free the energies to leave room for other energies, to come through.
And
then by the time a person comes through a certain levels of stage of growth and development, maybe you can reflect on it and see how they can put these here energies and juxtapositions in their life to make it work and benefit for them through other travels and journeys and challenges in their life.
Yep, and I have a question for you, but I want to make one quick comment about what you just said is, you said energy, and so you made me think of a great example that if you and I are friends, right? So, and let's say there's something feels odd between us, like you can feel some tension in the room.
Right.
To your point, the energy's there. Like, we know that there's something there, but we don't know what it is. And so unless I open up and tell you what it is, then you might make up your own story about it. So this whole idea of, like, people think when they're keeping stuff to themselves, like they're keeping stuff to themselves, they're not. People can feel when something's joyful. People can feel when something's a little off. And what they don't know is that they don't know exactly what it is. So we get to express to them where that energy or that emotion is coming from, also so that they know what's up.
Yeah.
So they don't have to make it up for themselves.
I think that's what's important, because, like you said, a person can have a range of ideas of what's really going on with this person. You know, like they say, so they may say, okay, it might be this, it might be that. And so here it is, they might be responding to ipso facto. But when you hone in it and give them actual, lay it out, or really actually, you know, let them know, you know, where it's coming from with you, then at least they can see, oh, well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was this. I thought it was that. I thought it was some childhood thing. I thought it was somebody said about me. You know, so you got a lot of spooky stuff going on. So it's a matter of choice of whether you want to keep the ball rolling, keep the mystery going on, keep all this. You know,
that's a lot of tension.
That's just a power.
It's a lot of tension.
Having the spouse or the loved one guessing.
That's stressful, you know, too. So I have a question for you before we get out of here. I'm about to say this for the first time, so people don't know this, but I won't be here next week. I'm going to South Carolina to visit my parents, because it's Mother's Day, and also my dad's birthday is on May 13th, which is Mother's Day this year. And so my question for you is, do you have any moms to shout out as we, you know, head into Mother's Day week here?
Oh, yes. And that's the reason I'm saying this, because I just want to hug my mother.
And now I do have to, like, go, because, as you know, we about to close
right
the show.
On, brother.
But hey,
thank you for extending my time.
Hey, it's all,
look, give your mother a hug for all of us.
It's all good. And what's your mom's name so I can shout her out?
Gloria.
All right. Shout out to Gloria, who raised a wonderful son in Barry. And happy Mother's Day to you, Gloria. All right, now, Barry, talk to you in 2 weeks.
Vibrations in the atmosphere, my brother. Solid gold.
All right, now, take care. And that was Barry calling in, talking about forgiveness and also shouting out his mom. Shout out to Ms. Gloria. Barry's mom. And shout out to all the mothers out there.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.